fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Top stories at 12 hours. SADC security challenges prompt call to empower traditional leaders. Mutotwe Kafwaya calls for fuel subsidies that benefit Zambians. And Trump seeks $1 billion in damages from Harvard.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Government has expressed concern that the SADC region continues to face security challenges, political tensions and conflicts, and has called on the military to help train traditional leaders in sustaining peace. Speaking during the official opening of the SADC Integrated Training of Trainers program on capacitating traditional leaders in conflict prevention and management, Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sialubalo said traditional leaders, including chiefs and headmen, play a critical role in mediating disputes and upholding social order. He said it is both necessary and strategic to strengthen their roles and align them with national peace mechanisms and peace support operations frameworks. Mr. Sialubalo has since urged trainers from across the region attending the program to explore key thematic areas and adequately prepare themselves to train traditional leaders.
Across the SADC region and the African continent at large, we continue to face complex and evolving security challenges, including community-based conflicts, political tensions, violent extremism, resource-related disputes, boundary disputes, and the erosion of social cohesion. Experience has shown that peace cannot be achieved through military responses alone. Sustainable peace must be rooted within the communities themselves.
Lunte Member of Parliament Mutotwe Kafwaya has called on government to introduce fuel subsidies that directly benefit local citizens, stating that the current approach is unfair. Speaking during Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Kafwaya said fuel subsidies are important in easing the cost of living and supporting economic activities across the country. He has urged government to ensure that any subsidy program is implemented sustainably through efficient tax collection, emphasizing that proper management of public resources would make such interventions possible. Mr. Kafwaya has further expressed concern that fuel subsidies tend to benefit foreigners more than local citizens, a situation he described as unjust.
Make things easier and better for the people, you have to find solutions. A subsidy on fuel is important for the people when the economy is not doing so well, when people are struggling, when electricity is this expensive as it is now. A subsidy from government is important. Now, for you to achieve that subsidy, you must collect money efficiently from every taxpayer, potential taxpayer. That's what you ought to be able to do. You don't begin to subsidize foreigners as UPND has done by giving money to Moik.
The Tobacco Control Consortium of Zambia has urged members of parliament from across the political divide to support the Tobacco Control Bill, which will be tabled for debate during the fifth session of Parliament, and to prioritize the health and well-being of citizens above all other interests. Consortium Chairperson Albert Piri said the legislation is essential for protecting current and future generations from the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tobacco use, while also fulfilling Zambia's obligations under the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. Mr. Piri has noted that tobacco use remains a leading cause of preventable illness and death in the country, claiming over 7,000 lives each year and placing a heavy burden on families, communities, and the national health system. He has added that the absence of comprehensive tobacco control legislation has left the country vulnerable to rising tobacco-related harm and ongoing interference by the tobacco industry in public policy.
This legislation is essential to protecting current and future generations from the devastating health, social, and economic consequences of tobacco use while fulfilling Zambia's obligations under the WHO FCTC. We also call on the general public, civil society, health professionals, trade-based organizations, and the media to take keen interest and support this process and hold decision makers accountable. We only have one Zambia to protect and defend. Therefore, posterity may judge us harshly if we ignore this life-changing process. Strong public engagement is vital to ensure that this bill is passed without delay or dilution.
Government says Zambia's selection to co-chair the Interactive Dialogue on Water for Corporation at the 2026 United Nations Water Conference reflects the country's growing engagement in water diplomacy. Zambia has been selected alongside the Republic of Finland to co-chair the dialogue at the conference, which will be held from 2nd to 4th December 2026 in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. Speaking during a joint press briefing with the Finnish ambassador to Zambia, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Ndzovu said the honor demonstrates international confidence in Zambia's leadership on water issues, adding that the country will use the platform to advocate for practical and inclusive approaches to advancing Sustainable Development Goal 6. Mr. Ndzovu has noted that the role aligns with Zambia's 8th National Development Plan, which recognizes water as a key driver of economic growth, social development, and environmental sustainability.
The theme, Water for Cooperation, is both timely and compelling. Water remains a shared resource that connects nations, it connects communities and ecosystems. As pressures from climate change, population growth and competing demands intensify, cooperation in the management of water resources is no longer optional. It is essential for peace, it is essential for stability, and it is essential for sustainable development.
Meanwhile, Finnish Ambassador to Zambia, Sanna Hallinen, says Finland and Zambia will work together to advance cooperation that fosters stability, reconciles competing interests, and promotes shared water management.
Finland and Zambia have been entrusted with this great task of co-chairing the interactive dialogue for water for cooperation at the UN Water Conference to be held in December 2026 in the United Arab Emirates. Let me share, since not to repeat what the Honourable Minister already said about our efforts leading up to this water conference.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, the Association of Zambian Women in Mining says licensing remains a major challenge for women in the mining sector. In an interview, Association President Namakao Kaingu said many women continue to face difficulties in obtaining mining licenses, a situation that is limiting their participation and growth in the industry. Ms. Kaingu has noted that despite efforts to promote inclusivity in the mining sector,